This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
The term family annihilator was brought up quite a bit in the trial of Alec Murdaugh. And has been brought up in other cases as well, where you see one member of a family literally take out the family because they can't deal with their own demons, their own pain, their own suffering, their own grief, whatever it may be. Rather than take a look at oneself and go, I gotta fix me, it's let's get rid of anybody who can look at me and bring me shame by judging me. Let's get rid of those people. That's essentially what a family annihilator does. And this is something that we've seen recently in another case. People are always asking, what other examples do you have? Here's one. This is about a Virginia mother, Veronica Youngblood. Have you heard about this? She now faces life behind bars for the ruthless murder of her two children. Yeah, she killed her own two young daughters after her husband had won a custody battle. Probably for a good reason. It was all in a twisted attempt to punish her ex-husband for winning that battle. The heinous crime saw this mother, Youngblood, administer sleeping gummies to her unsuspecting daughters, only to then brutally shoot them as they lied in their beds. 5-year-old Brooklyn died instantly. Her older sister, 15-year-old Sharon Castro, found the strength to call 911 before succumbing to her injuries. And then after the murders took place, she called her husband, her ex-husband, to tell him, guess what I did? Told him that she shot their kids. And he planned, or that she planned to kill herself as well. Well, that part didn't happen. Narcissists don't tend to go that far. The murder, they were committed in an attempt to spite Ronald, who had recently won the custody battle for their daughter, Brooklyn. I mean, what on earth? How do you get to this place where this is the right answer in your mind as far as what should be done next when something like this happens? We're seeing it far too often. People's coping skills are all but gone. Much like the Murdaugh family murders, the shocking actions of Veronica Youngblood have left this community reeling, searching for answers as to why a parent could commit such an unspeakable act. There are no answers. That's the thing. There are no answers. They can say, they can spew insanity out of their mouths, but it doesn't give you an answer. Despite pleading not guilty by reason of insanity, the jury remained unconvinced, finding her guilty on all counts. While the specter of mental illness hung over both the Youngblood and Murdaugh cases, the tragic truth is that these monstrous acts were driven by something much more sinister. A dark desire for revenge and control. These are people who, I don't know, never were told no. I mean, that's the truth in some cases. But when people don't have coping skills to deal with life, you get monsters like this. And we're in a society where we don't have the infrastructure set up to get people the help that they need. We always bring in the counselors and the help after the shit happens. But where are the counselors and all of that before it happens so we can prevent these sort of things from going down in the first place? Jury's about to deliberate on her punishment, and we'll find out where exactly that goes. But on the surface, looked like a happy family. Obviously, they got divorced, but it didn't look crazy. And then one day, one woman gets her gun and does unspeakable acts and leaves everybody wondering, how did we get here?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Family annihilator, that's what that is. You want to weigh in on this or any of the cases that we're following for you, you can. Phone number is 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. Love to hear your opinion. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.